This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Did you think about leading with this as your opening song for Rick Richards Richie's in your bumper music theme today with Rick James Super Freak right here?
Yeah, it was certainly in the mix, but I felt like Rick rolling the crowd with little Rick Astley was a good way to go to.
Very good. This poll is asinine. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Stop. Common sense, logic, suck it back in your brain. Polling on doctors. 53% of those polled last year gave a high or very high rating to medical doctors. This is down from 67% in 2021. It has to be tied to one thing, right? COVID. If it drops 14%, Dave, in that short a period, and COVID was the dominant medical story. Well, hell, COVID was the dominant medical story the last decade, right? But if it drops 14% in that short period of time, do you want to tell me I am wrong and there's another reason why it dropped 14%?
I do not. It's COVID and it's all the things that we've heard from, you know, whether it's RFK Jr. or Joe Rogan or Aaron Rodgers, whoever, all the distrust of the medical industry itself.
You're wrong, boys and girls. I'm sorry. You're just wrong. Doctors should be rated significantly higher than this. Just to back it up, among the 23 professions ranked by Gallup during this period, 24 to 21, the biggest drop, wait for it, no, not broadcasters, doctors. And so much of it is exactly what Dave Harrigan just said. We were in the middle of a pandemic, which happened right in front of us. And sometimes when a pandemic happens, you're right. Sometimes you're wrong 100%. Sometimes you're slightly off. Do we have to play all the hits again of where Trump was and what Trump said? Now Trump was embracing vaccines and now he runs from them because a significant portion of his audience doesn't believe it. And you're right. The kids' mandates were dumb. You're right. The confusion on masks, dumb. You're right. It didn't completely stop the pandemic. but it gave a significant portion of the population a better chance to deal with the more significant circumstances. When it's happening on the fly, you're not going to get everything right. But the idea that every doctor, all of them, Dave, all of them, were just rolling with Big Pharma. They were looking you as a patient in the eye and they were going, well, I could tell patient Dave Harrigan the truth, or I could just suck up to Merck and suck up to Pfizer, so I'm going to lie to you. Were there exceptions? Of course. There are deceiving, absolute evil frauds, because if you're not telling your patients the truth as a doctor, you're a disgusting human being. If you knowingly are doing this, I repeat, knowingly doing this. But no, because Phyllis on Facebook told me ivermectin was successful. We got to believe it. Or Fred told me that if he did this, it worked. And that Fauci's in the tank for this, or Osterholm's in the tank for this. Were they right all the time? Of course not. Of course not. And by the way, if A-Raj and Rogan and anybody wants to give their opinion, go to it. Making up their own facts? Hell no. So when you hear that poll numbers for doctors are basically 50-50, half of this country gives a high or very high rating to medical doctors, and the other half does not, I find it shameful. I find it embarrassing. I find it, wow, we got a lot of people who have influence. Bravo to them for creating it. And you're now going to take, I don't know, let's say 15 years of your life where you had a high rating of doctors, or 50 years or 75 years. But because they didn't get a pandemic, 1,000% correct, they've fallen that far from me. I think it is troubling. What does Dave think about it? What do you think about it? 100% disagree with me. Come at me. I don't want to go through all the TikTok of COVID, but on the overall polling numbers, that's what I want to talk about specifically. Do you like this poll? Do you feel like this poll puts us in a better position? Or are you just shaking your head saying, how in the hell did we get here? Because that's where I'm at. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we go to Jim, we're talking about this poll about U.S. doctors in 3 years among all the professions. The profession where the polling, the ranking of a viewing them, this profession, in a high or very high way. The profession where it dropped the most, doctors, from 67% to 53%. And I think that should concern every single one of us. Dave, what do you want to say?
I don't like it. And this poll just seems to me just like it points to the wonderful hypocrisy that we're able to enjoy as citizens of this nation. We are a nation. Many of the folks around the country still in love with Luigi for what he did to take a stand against big insurance. Big insurance who makes it impossible and so difficult to afford going to see our doctors, the ones that we don't trust anyway. So what is it, America? What is it? Is it just that we hate everything that has to do with the medical industry, whether it be the doctors, the nurses, the pharma, the insurance? Do we just hate it all right now?
I think that's it. Listen, this is an opinionated talk show. I'm giving my opinion, saying I find this troubling. But right now, because you have the masses out there that you want to be surrounded by your mass, whatever it might be, you stay in your silo. So many of these folks were convinced that COVID was just a flu. It was never a big deal. And so I'm not talking only COVID, by the way. This is overall. This isn't just your view of doctors because of COVID. And as somebody says in a text, all those non-doctor believers better not go to a doctor ER for urgent care. Self-medicate. Do it at home if you know better. Don't call 911 with a heart attack or a car accident. Walk away and figure it out yourself. Bravo. Because that's it. When you really need a doctor, when your kid is sick, when your stomach is hurt for 2 straight weeks, when you have an accident, when you fall on your head, you know where you're going? Where are they going, Dave? Just take a shot.
Homeopathic medicine.
Yeah, no. They're going to see a doctor. Mm. That's where they're going. Jim has called in. Jim, glad you're listening. You're on CCO.
Great. I think the key thing is the doctors are taking the hit for the entire medical system. If you want to make an appointment to see your doctor, you can't get in to see him for a week or two. If you need to see a specialist, you're talking weeks to months. And if you do get to see somebody, it may not be your doc. It's going to be a nurse practitioner, a pharmacist. And when you see anybody, you've got them for maybe 10, 15 minutes. They're looking at their computer. You don't have that old dialogue unless you've got a really experienced doc. And the first answer is medication. And I think that entire system is what's being reflected on people's opinions of doctors in general. It's not just them.
Excellent phone call. That's a little bit of what you were saying, Dave, also. It's the totality of it, right?
Yeah.
And who can blame?
It's probably just one thing adding on to another. My wife has been feeling like garbage for weeks now, and it's got worse over the weekend into today. And we were talking last night, and, can we get an appointment with your GI doc? And the first thing she said is, probably not this week, maybe not even next week. How's that possible?
Yeah. Oh, everybody listening right now could share their stories, including the one you just shared.
Mm-hmm.
And considering Lindsay's health issues, that is completely unacceptable. Now, you know what we need? We need more doctors. And again, every profession is going to have some level of incompetence. But a lot of texts are coming in, all of it turned out to be wrong. Everything that doctors were saying was wrong, and it was organized. It was planned. I said right away, the mandates, some of the mandates proved out to be 100% wrong. The masking, and when we finally had quality masks, and what we were told about vaccines. But as it's happening, they don't know that. And if you believe they were all in on it, and it was a giant scam, Dave Harrigan, to get Donald Trump out as president and doctors to make money, then yeah, sure, Dave. That's why 6.5 million people, whatever the number might be now, died across the globe. And here we go. Let's beat this text. Oh, most of them are a little bit older, health compromised. What if that was your mom who was 74 and battling health issues? But you know what? Want to know why your life ended sooner? COVID. Or the folks who are dealing with long COVID. What do you want to say to them? So I got it. You're right. Some things were absolutely wrong. And no one says doctors are without flaw. But the overwhelming majority of them, Dave, are good to very good to brilliant. So if I got to fall either on team doctor or not on team doctor, let me debate this for as long as I should. I'm team bleeping doctor. Is it really that tough to be on that side? Honestly.
It is, Chad, when now you have the power of Google. You can do your own research.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's...
Funny, coming from Chad, it was the same doctor as the Vikings. Okay, I've had Sheldon Burns as my general practitioner, 40-some years. He is among the most amazing doctors on the planet. So if you want to come at me about Sheldon, good luck to you. So I mean, give me a break. Critical thinking has gone by the wayside. Coming from a retired pediatrician after 40 years of practice, you can take that pole and shove it in RFK's booty. Thanks, I feel better. You want to hit the button now?